it was a great experience for everyone. And in Lorenzo's words, more or less, it was we find a way in which we can settle together and not just talk about regulation.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Esther Kovacs, co-founder of Drone Talks and Area Cities, the invitation-only event. So, you know, we are here in Bern at our yearly event, Area Cities, as I mentioned. And I'm here with Jordi, as a CTO of Barcelona North Center, and actually a good friend of mine. So I asked him to have a little bit of recap, you know, of this event and share his views. Also, you know, if you don't know Barcelona Drone Center, I'm sure Jordi will also share what the Drone Center does. So maybe, Jordi, let's start with that. A little bit of introduction in a nutshell. What is Barcelona Drone Center, and after, your reflections on the event?
So Barcelona Drone Center is a test site located 1 hour away from Barcelona. We have an air-specialized airspace, so we can fly test drones. We have an airfield, we have facilities. We have a team of engineers that can support on integrations, rapid prototyping, and we have an ecosystem around of multiple companies that supports this industry in different ways, from regulatory to engineering to final deployment.
Yeah.
And thanks for inviting us to this interview and this event. I think it's been really, really nice to be able, first of all, to see so new faces from last year. So having this shift on the audience has been really nice, and keeping all the stakeholders involved. It's not just the industry talking here, but we've seen cities, the CAAs, even we have been talking with people from the scooter industry, bringing his insights about the problems they faced integrating into cities. So I think it's been quite a wide program. I find it really interesting and learned a lot.
Thank you so much. And thank you for mentioning this, because this year we focused on also users like police, hospital were here. So we were trying to understand what the users want from us. So I'm very happy to hear that this was important for you as well to engage with those stakeholders. So regarding Barcelona Drone Center, if you don't know, we have a collaboration running trainings together once a year, like a retreat, a technological retreat, I guess we could call it like that. So with our firm and Jordi's test center, we collaborated and provide regulatory training and SORA training for the attendees. So Jordi, how was the last year one? You were there. I couldn't make it, unfortunately, but you were there with Lorenzo, our co-founder. And what can you say about the next one coming up in May, July, June? We haven't decided yet, you know, the exact date.
Yes. I will say it was a great experience for everyone. And in Lorenzo's words, more or less, it was we find a way in which we can settle together and not just talk about regulation that ends up being boring, but also then get outside the airfield, test the thing, see the things flying, touch it with our hands, see that remote ID, see that U-Space software working, see how we are performing conformity assessment, evaluation, test flight. Everything, although it was the first edition, everything was really smooth, everything merged all together, the theoretic part, the practical part. And I think it's for sure a really interesting approach, the one that we are finding in there.
100% agree. This is the feedback that we received. People wanted to try. They learn, and after they want to go and, you know, use the drone and apply it and understand it. So it's definitely a great opportunity, you know, this 1 week course. But you do so much more. I heard you have a new initiative where companies can organize events at your facilities to showcase their product. And, you know, this I find amazing. I can imagine a drone company want to show the latest technology to a biggest client of theirs, and they could host that and facilitate that at your venue, right?
Exactly. Going back from what you were saying, it's important for us to get in touch with the end user. We have to get out of our comfort zone, get out of the lab of the proof of concepts, and go to the end user. And maybe not going to them and saying, okay, I have this solution for you, but asking them, what are you expecting from drones, from what you are seeing around? And this way we are building around the test site what we call these drone events initiatives. This can be dissemination networks, discovery workshops, commercial events, but all of them follow the same idea, is that we bring in the test site people that are technology, services, products that are ready to go into the market, and then we build a storytelling around that. That has a part that is based on kind of oral presentation,
yeah.
But then we move to the test facilities that are just 1 minute walk
yeah.
from the conference room, and we see that flying that in operative way. And in the audience, we try to bring all those end users that are receptive to start using this technology. And in this storytelling, we are not aiming to bring drone technology, but also, for example, we talk about logistics, to
yeah.
bring people from the box, box manufacturers, or bring the people that are working on the automation of warehouses, or the people that are working with ground robots, bring everyone all together, and then go to this end user with not only the drones or the data, but the drones is a part of this full chain of systems that you will need to deploy this solution.
Amazing, amazing, Jordi. So I think as a last remark, you were one of the speakers at an autonomy panel, autonomy for profitability. So just as a takeaway, very shortly about the panel, do you think autonomy is something what is already here, is really well needed to create revenue, or we can create revenue without autonomy and later autonomy can come?
I think that for sure we can create revenue already with the level of autonomy that we have nowadays, but for some use cases, it's really important to keep improving the autonomy of the system, to go from this one pilot, one drone paradigm that we have nowadays to the next one, that is one pilot, multiple drones, or even what we were talking with Shai Levy during the
yeah.
panel, from zero pilots to infinite drones flying. This is important to reduce the cost and make this technology affordable for all the different use cases that we are seeing, not only for medical delivery, that is one of the most frequent use cases that we're seeing nowadays, but moving this to grocery delivery.
Yeah. The famous, what was it, manna, onion, you know, last year it was keep saying, thank you so much, Jordi, you are being great, and thank you so much for wrapping up the event with me.
Thanks to you, and hopefully we will see here next year often.